Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Enterprise Dish. We are talking, if I could enunciate correctly, one of my favorite topics, Office 365, but more specifically, we got Teams, we got security, we got a little bit of visibility information here at the end from my man Ducks. But Ducks, how's it going?
Fantastic. How's it going, Brad?
You know, it is, we have rolled the clocks back. It is bright in the morning, dark in the evenings, but you know what? It is what it is, I think, as the kids would say.
Well, I can't believe we're finally in November, right?
I know.
How do we just jump from March to November?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened in between.
Not a lot of good stuff, if I remember correctly. A lot of heat, a lot of not going outside, but here we are. And Microsoft had...
Hey, Brad.
Yep.
Sorry. I lost audio. Can you hear me?
You lost audio? So there you go, guys. Things happen. If you notice a little splice in there, sometimes audio cuts out. It is early. We did roll the clocks back, and spookier things have happened. Halloween or whatever last week. So, Ducks, did you catch Microsoft's earnings? Is that last week? Yeah, last week.
Yeah, it was last week, and I think you were one of the first ones actually to write a blog about the Teams daily usage as well. Again,
yeah.
Very impressive. They beat... the analyst forecast, so it's still growing.
Huge margin,
growing.
It's like over $30 billion in revenue. It was a really good quarter, but the interesting thing that Microsoft talked about, which Ducks was accurate, 115 million daily active users, which if you do the math from when they last told us, which was around 75 million, over the summer period, they were adding 8 million daily users every month. Every month! Ducks, that is insane!
If you look at the big picture, right, it is insane. It's actually very impressive for Microsoft. But then again, if you look at the big picture, there's what? Over 300 million users in Microsoft 365 alone. So there's still room to grow.
Yeah. And this is a question that I actually asked Ducks prior to this, because I was curious. One of the reasons we know that Teams is growing so quickly, although maybe not a one-to-one relationship right now, is Skype for Business is being retired. And one of the questions I'm trying to find out, if any of our listeners know, I'd love to hear, is what was the actual user, the daily active user base effectively of Skype for Business? Because as those people to push over, it can sort of give us a gauge of like, hey, are there still lots of growth ahead, or where are we in that that bell curve? So do you have any idea? Like I Googled or Binged it, and there was honestly nothing out there.
Frankly, I don't have a clue. But what I do know, too, is there's more room to grow because there's still a lot of organizations that still use Skype for Business on-premises.
Ah, right.
And I've worked with organizations, especially large organizations like government or banks. They use Microsoft 365, Exchange Email in the cloud, and they still use Skype for Business on-premises. So once they move, again, that's another big group that's going to take advantage of Teams.
Yeah, and that'll be... Microsoft, I could ask them, but they won't. They will not give an answer because people like myself and much like you, I'd love to know what that, you know, that rubber banding effect of Skype collapsing, but contracting and Teams growing. But to your point, though, there's still I wonder where we'll be in a year. I bet we'll be at least across 200 million daily active users. I bet in a year.
Oh yeah, I think that's doable. What, we got two more months to go?
Oh, sorry, I meant a year from now.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, that would be, if they hit 200 by the end of the year, that would be nuts. But I mean, it's incredible. And then, you know.
So wait a minute. Do you have insights though to companies like Zoom or Slack? Because again, they're the companies that gets compared to Teams with.
So Slack has not reported a daily active user number in a while. Their last number, and I might be wrong, and somebody can fact check this, but I thought it was 12. Honestly. You know, kind of shooting from the hip. Zoom, I don't know, because Zoom's numbers are inflated, particularly because let's say I have a paid license and then I invite 50 of my friends to join. I don't know what the free cap is, but then Zoom will say those are daily active users, but they're not paid daily active users. So in my mind, right, there's a pretty big difference there than how many people are actually bringing in revenue versus how many people own a license and
Which brings up a good point, because there's a free version for Teams, right? Mm-hmm. So based on what you're saying, Microsoft doesn't count those.
Well, we don't quite know. Microsoft is not exactly the most transparent company when it comes to all of this. Based on the way they reported it, it sounds like this is daily active users of their paid product.
Got it.
Now, I will tell you just from what I have heard around, you know, the blogosphere or just kind of whispers, is that the free product isn't really utilized all that much. Remember, they also have a consumer version too, but you don't really ever hear about that anymore. And but I don't believe that that 115 million daily active users is a material number. I couldn't think of material impact on that actual figure. So it's growing. Got it. It's growing. It is. So the other thing, Ducks, just real quick from the highlights, Microsoft is starting to bring Fluent Elements, if you're familiar with Fluent, to the web portion of Teams. And finally, this is the one that's always been a little befuddling, mostly annoying on my end, is that you can't, prior to this rolling out, you couldn't use the native Windows 10 notification toast. Yeah, which is baffling. The primary reason why, Ducks, this is particularly annoying to me is on this computer right here, the way I have it set up, is I have all notifications turned off, but I can't do that on Teams because then it replicates across all of my devices. And if somebody sends me a message right now, I have the screen cropped so it doesn't show up. But realistically, once this feature rolls out, I will be able to get a higher resolution version of Ducks because I'll have more screen real estate to play with, not worrying about toast or pop-out flyouts from Teams. So I'm looking forward to that one.
I don't know about higher res version of me, so maybe we should keep it this way.
You're not getting, in full transparency, you're not getting a super higher res version of Ducks. I think there's probably like another 50 lines of pixels that will get that I could allow me to play with to make things slightly better. So there you go. Other things happening, Ducks. And this one gets me irrationally excited. Is the new data type feature that's coming to Excel. I'm a huge Excel user. Even in my day job here, while people think, Brad, do you write and blog? And like, I use Excel all the time for data analysis, all the time, just from traffic, just from other things. And so we're getting a new data type, which effectively allows, it's kind of, Microsoft got real queasy when I said, are you guys turning Excel into Access? Because that's what it kind of is. But it effectively allows you to take 2D data and allow it to turn it into 3D, meaning that if you have a cell in A1 that says Seattle, you could type Seattle.population and pull from that data set. It's really neat. If you're a heavy Excel user and any of that made sense, go check out this new data type.
Boy, imagine if they layer that into AI capabilities then when you want to do forecasting or you want to do modeling.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah. Like, this is my headline was like, this is the biggest update to Excel. I almost said ever, but that felt maybe a little disingenuous. But at least in the last couple years, for sure, because this is like my gut kind of tells me, Ducks, I'd be curious on your thoughts on this. Like, Microsoft has Power BI, right? Power BI is a great tool, but not everybody uses Power BI, but a ton of people use Excel. And my gut here when I saw them rolling all this stuff out, and it started with money, was that it was easier for them to take somebody who's an average user of Excel and make them a power user of Excel rather than take somebody who's never used Power BI and get them to open that tool. And so to me, it's really making Excel even just stickier, and I am very excited about this.
And it makes sense, right? Because think about how many Excel users are out there.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a stat before that Office users alone, you know, forget the cloud version of Office, like in history, I think there's like, what, a billion?
Yeah, that sounds about right. So I was curious. I also wrote in my post, not to toot my own horn, but like, I'm curious how many companies around the world that Excel is like a structural part of the company.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, that's, I know we joke about it, but it really is. And then so, yeah.
Look, there's two Microsoft tools that runs organization worldwide, the largest organization. You want to guess what those two are?
So my guess is Excel and email. That's my guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you can take SharePoint away. You can take Teams away and the company will still run. Unfortunately, if you take email away and Excel away, the company will just stop.
Yeah. No, I'm fully on board with that. Fully on board with that. And then, Ducks, we had a reader question. I've actually been asking this to all of the co-hosts, so it's not particular to AvePoint per se, and obviously don't get yourself in any trouble with your IT folks. But a reader wrote in and was curious about how the larger organizations are using passwords, password managers, 2FA. Sure. Like, how does AvePoint approach passwords? Do you guys require resets or, you know, just how does AvePoint use passwords?
You know, I love our IT team. AvePoint is a 1,500 people organization. We have offices in 29 cities across 14 countries. So from an IT perspective, password policy, We have monthly for expiration. It's automatic. I'll get an email reminder. Your password will expire in a week or 14 days, something like that. So I have to update it. So there's that. And then we also enabled two-factor authentication. And we're using all the Microsoft stack. So for example, when I log into a new device, it's gonna call my phone. And then we also have the authenticator also on our devices. So pretty standard, and we're using pretty much all the Microsoft suite of technologies to enable all these security capabilities.
Gotcha. No, that makes. And so, is there any, just one specific question? Do you guys use password managers at all, or
What do you mean by password manager?
so
Like a
like a
LastPass or?
LastPass or a 1Password? If you're all in on the Microsoft stack, I'm assuming that's no, but I just wanted to.
No, as an organization, no.
Okay.
But personally, I do use
Yeah.
LastPass. For all my password stuff.
That's kind of been like the theme across most of the and what you said is like most everybody's using 2FA in some capacity, but most people aren't using password managers, which I find personally interesting because like yourself, I use 1Password, but it seems like those companies, not holistically, just haven't cracked that mass market enterprise yet.
Because if you think about it, right, I can see why, like, especially today. There's no line drawn anymore between work and personal life.
Yeah.
Like I know there's still a handful of people that have a work computer and a personal computer, but how disciplined are people not to do personal stuff on their work computer and
Sure.
vice versa, right? So that's where I think like these password managers are really personal because it combines both my work and my personal logins pretty much.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I really do. One other thing I wanted to bring up, Dux, because you mentioned pie, or AvePoint
Yes.
mentioned pie, and I was thinking this is going to be a delicious episode, but it's more delicious around security and what, Dux, what is pie?
Yeah, so AvePoint PI stands for AvePoint Policies and Insights. You know, we talk about security.
Yes.
One of the things as Microsoft 365 is being adopted in the last 6 months because of COVID and remote work, you know, we've got customers coming to us and it's like, you know, we've noticed, which is good, our organization's using all the technology more like OneDrive, SharePoint, Teams, et cetera, which is great. But organizations have noticed that as people are sharing stuff, like you use Microsoft 365, it's very easy. You go to PowerPoint and say, share with, you know, Paul, share with Tina, right? But then I'm going to ask you right now, can you take a quick look and know which files have been shared and if they've been reshared and maybe change that?
No, I was just as you were saying that through, like one of the things we do are virtual conferences, right? And one of the things we do with that is we share a bunch of slide deck assets and a whole
Sure.
bunch of different things because doing exactly that, right mouse click on the file or in there and just go share. And I was just thinking through like how many of those links I've blasted out probably in the last 6 months, and it's more than I probably am comfortable with.
Yeah. Well, so exactly, right? So now the question is, who has access, who shared what, and how long it's being out there? Now, today, it's hard to answer these questions, especially as a typical end user. Sure, I can call IT and have them figure it out. But they have to go to multiple places to run reports and figure out who's doing what. So
Yeah.
we want to solve that problem. So we built this technology called AvePoint Policies and Insights, where it's a SaaS-based solution, connects with your Office 365 tenant, and certainly it's security trimmed. So as Dux, the chief brand officer, not only I can look up all my stuff, but if I'm allowed to, I can look at my team, especially if there's sensitive information, right? So I can say, okay, show me if anybody in my team shared content that has credit card numbers
Yeah.
or you know, personal information. And IT can alert me and then it can be revoked as well. So just making sure that we protect a lot of this controlled workload, as they would call it, especially now there's a lot of content, a lot of data on Microsoft 365.
Yeah, and what Dux and I were talking about a little bit pre-show is just data sprawl in general is probably somewhere around its peak right now because everybody's everywhere, and those share links are probably going out faster than ever. And it's a good healthy habit to just audit those things every once in a while just to make sure you're on top of what's going on. So.
And what's cool about it is it's also automated. You can put alerts and say, hey, if there's specific content that has this type of data, that's been shared, keep, allow the share only for a week, right? I mean, there's reasons why people share and it's important, but then having those automation built in, so you make it easy for people to do the right thing.
Yeah, no, that's really good information, especially when it comes to like sales and customer data. You may not recognize that there's credit card information in there. You accidentally hit share, it goes to a third party, and then you're hosed. So that is good to know, Ducks. Good to know. Where can we find more? Well, probably down in the description. We'll make sure to include links.
Or look it up, AvPointPI, Policies and Insights, or PI. You'll find videos. So yeah, I think this is one of those things that people be interested in.
Yeah, I absolutely do too. Thank you for bringing that to my attention, Ducks. But what else is going on in your world? You look like you're about ready to jet set out of there, aren't you?
That's right. It's end of the year. So we're doing a lot of planning for next year. Mm-hmm. Right after this recording, I'm going to jump on the plane. And, I won't go too far. I'll be in New York City for a day or two. But other than that, it's been an interesting year, so to speak.
Yes.
Again, the pandemic is terrible. But from a tech perspective, Microsoft is doing well, and we're grateful to be part of the ecosystem to help support a lot of the customers taking advantage of Teams and Microsoft 365.
There is a lot to be thankful for, Ducks. We are thankful that you are hanging out with us. Safe travels, my friend. We'll be talking with you next month. Everybody else, you'll find happy and helpful links down in the description below, and we'll catch all of you right back here next time.